Beginn der Karin Davin sagt, sie wollen mit Saft Kopf her. So beginnt man mit Auf, beginnt Tess Meister, beginnt man mit Gemara, Oslach, Lupe, Gita. You can't write, you know, the long terminology of the Chalitza is going to be confused with the regular get. Pesha says, explains what it means to say, Sheikh, the Ben Sefer Bor, that ignorant cipher is going to write that text thinking it's going to confuse a baguette with a real get, which a real get has to have a different text. Now, so it says, Mashmaka, it sounds like from over here, the Shabbos Mashakos of that to undo what was written with the Kuni get Miyun that some people write and the way they organize, they get miyun later. In the babe, chulah, I don't want them, etc. No, because we like the mashmacha, rather you have to write it, because it sounds like over here, very simple text that it doesn't get confused with a get. If the minor did not do mean, vam the benaskasha gets some of this kedushin and kedusha, hainim now. So the kedushin itself is the mean. She says, I bought Tanya Leel, but this is just alert in the previous braisa that says that she gets married to someone else. It doesn't mean specifically only marriage. What then the scholarship saying it would be regarding getting engaged? Ella, lechash ladathik, it wasn't concerned to be so precise. Kim and Jen Yudechel, being Kedusha Minsun, because to the contrary, it doesn't see any difference to the friendship between Kedusha and Nisun. And it's just that's more obvious case, but that would be, as we're saying in our Gemara, in our different Maskel, even the Kedusha would be the mean. Next says, Master, begin with Gemara, Tashma, come, let's bring it right. Don't maybe hear the Meshmuel. He says, I love you, Rhythm Sela. So what do you see from there? As Tayshi explained, Bakulukai. Since he's unspecific, sounds like we go on all the cases. Ben Kedush Men Nisun and Mechlas. The inference is that I'm on the plague of Nisun that they disagree would be on all cases, even by Nisun. And therefore, you resolve all the questions from the statement. Next, his master begins with the Gemara Kolosha Dava. The rule of it is Ein Kish Tel Chaldava. He holds Lezer that she's not like his wife really for anything. Which what is that coming to say? The Kolosha Dava. The last week come to include even Basi Sol Kain. If you have a Basi Sol that's married to a Kain, no, like Tachem B'Truma, she can't leave a Truma. In Baskin Yisrael, and if she's Baskin that's married to Yisrael, Taychot you could eat it. Or Rebbe Shuri, because Rebbe Shuri, it's the opposite because he holds that it is a real marriage. Next says, just you go out, what I mean. Next says, Mat the beginning of the Gemara Machmas from the Admashin Magon Leaf. She says, oh, because the people that they're reading me on the Shaduchim, that they're proposing to me, they're not fitting for me. So Ziyakoba She'ein Min Ish. That's a refusal that's not coming from the man. It's only because it's not good enough for her, but or else she would walk away. Pirish, in other words, Vavimian. And therefore, that would be considered as mean, in contrast to the other one, would be that she was married. That's how the simple understanding is. But so it says, it's a wonder, because if that's the case, then then you could resolve what the Gemara had previously asked, you could resolve from over here, we want to know what the Gemara said regarding marriage, sounds like that even if she just doesn't want to get married to others, because they're not fitting enough for her, the habi miyun, that's considered, that itself is already considered mean. So Karshkin and Nisle, but sure, she actually does get married to someone else. And Mishnah Shabbat Lizman Yaakov Kabanaki, we know his teaching is very few and they're clean, and we say halacha like him. So it's a question of what's halacha. You see clearly that, of course, if she gets married to someone else, it's going to be a mean. So say, Vishnu Mantik says, no, the halacha, Allah, I'm a mean. We're actually not talking about a mean over here. We don't mean that when she says this, it becomes a mean. Ella, rather, we're talking about Bikitanish and Nisle Shleila Daitika. We're talking about where the girl was married without her awareness, without her consent, was very young. But we said such a girl, what did we say in the Mishnah? We said that, oh, such a case, she doesn't have to do a miyun even. So Rosemiak was qualifying that teaching and saying, if she says that the reason why I'm not marrying these people is because they're not fitting for me, that's a marriage that, meaning the initial one, was shalayla daita. Whereas if she says, I'm not marrying them because of my husband that I'm married to, oh, have ladaita, meaning that's considered at least that the marriage that she initially, the original one, was ladaita, because you see that she was consenting of that. And but then, betricha miyun, then that's the one she would need miyun. Oh, so now it has nothing to do with the Rebbe Meseir that we mentioned before. The Rebbe Meseir is talking about where she's doing miyun by the second marriage. But listen, Yaakov is talking about suing to the first one. That was what's that qualifying as shalei l'daita?